What is up, everybody? Once again, it is Dylan, your friendly neighborhood producer and sound engineer. And once again, we have made it to the end of a season of the Millennial Suck podcast without burning down the studio. Although we have come very, very close. And to bring out season two of Mill Suck, we teamed up with Static Promotions, run by Josh Ball, who you may remember from season one's finale, to put on a show at the Static Promotions headquarters, otherwise known as Josh's Basement, for one of the coolest house shows that I have ever seen in my entire existence. With a stacked lineup featuring some of our good friends in Don't Feed the Giants, Come Clean, and Brave Lake. So for this season finale, we are bringing you just a few clips of the music from that night, as well as our interviews with the bands, so you can get a taste of what it's like when a room full of Cincinnati, Ohio's rockers get together to crank up tunes and party as hard as humanly possible. A massive thank you to Josh Ball and Static Promotions, as well as all of our bands. And without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to our host of the evening, Mr. Christian Barracks. We hope you guys have enjoyed season two as much as we have, and we hope to see you guys back for season three of the Millennial Suck podcast.
First show back since COVID in this place, so we're working some shit, and we got some new shit, so we might have a few squeals here and there, but whatever, it's going to be a fun time. First off, I'm going to be your host tonight because we got a special night. Woo! My name's Christian. We got Mill Suck, which is a podcast. It's actually called Millennial Suck. They're hosting the show tonight. It's all put together. So what's going to happen is there's going to be interviews and things. One rule only. No Travis Scott bullshit. Okay? All right? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is Don't Feed the Giant.
This song is Daddy Backwards.
You don't remember time that you said there was a storm inside your head. Did that thing I tried to let you drown? But I swore I would not let you down. The poison hit your blood, snuck into your brain. You said everything is fine, man, but you were never the same. We'll be right back.
out for Don't Feed the Giants. All right, we're gonna break. So let's fucking party.
Hey, we're live.
We're just waiting. What's up? Two
coming to you live from Josh's basement in front of 28 people. It is Millennial Suck Podcast. We're watching Come Clean set up at the moment.
Well, we're doing a live show.
Well, we are doing a live show. We are currently in Josh's basement.
But will this be live when we release it?
No, it's not a live show. We're doing a show in front of other people. That's what we're doing.
Okay. It's still different.
Obviously, it's still different.
Like, I have to hold my own mic. What is this shit?
Oh, my God. I really hope Dylan puts a pair of headphones on to overhear you talking shit about his setup. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. All right.
Christian's with us at the moment. Christian.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. I literally just... was just starting a thing.
Yo. All right. What we're doing is we're doing a house show in the basement, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. And we got three bands.
We already established
three
bands.
Oh, did you? I don't know where you guys came in from.
We were standing here the whole time.
We came in from the back door.
It's so loud, bro. It's so loud. I had no idea. Anyways, I don't know what they said. Sorry if I'm repeating myself.
No, we're waiting on Evan and Brady.
Yeah, we got Don't Feed the Giants, Evan the guitarist, Brady. And Brady the lead singer are going to join us on our podcast for a
Evan's
little
been on
interview.
Before.
Evan the Brady.
Yeah, Evan has, but he came in for Meta, his side project. His lo-fi
project.
He did
come in for Meta. He didn't come in for Giants.
So now, this is
we're
going to
have him back
band.
A third time in a couple of months for Spirit Board. He's going to be a fucking hat trick guest, bro.
He's in three fucking bands, but this is a really... cool, unique opportunity for us. We are not in our normal studio.
It's weird as shit. I'm gonna be real honest. I've been mean to everyone I've talked to tonight.
Do you know what it feels like? It feels like when you watch a fucking WWE and it's like the motherfuckers are sitting there like saying shit.
Like when you watch like a video from the backstage
and
it's just like a whole
up
bunch of dudes.
And like Brock Lesnar's like slamming somebody and they're like, ugh. Anyways, by the way, before we continue, I'm gonna get off the mic. I'm hosting the show, so I'm just gonna give it right up to the guitarist from Don't Feed the Giants, Evan Savage.
Have the headphones.
He does have. You tried to walk off with the headphones like
a
fucking tool, dog.
Fucking liar, liar. Right?
Who's trying to trip me? Actually,
like Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah. Very different movie, my guy. Anyway, fuck off, Christian. We got a thing to do. Evan.
He's Big Fat Greek, isn't he?
What?
What?
You might have to hold the thing.
There we.
This is a new setup
up,
for us.
Hold up. There we go.
You'll have to apologize for the technical issues. This is a new setup for us. One of us will take that mic next time. So
it's,
you're just kind of the
prototype.
It's
a little slippy, man.
You're a little slippy. I just want to say. I'm a little slippy from your set because your set was tight.
Hold it like a chalice.
Hold it like a chalice,
bro. I have to hold the...
You got to hold it like
Hold it like a chalice.
Hold it like a...
Hold it like it's fine wine.
Actually, don't do that.
I think this is how I would hold... Never mind.
That looks like it hurts your wrist.
I promise next time I would do this, I wouldn't do that.
So. I feel like you could have done it. It's fine. So your set was dope.
Thank you.
I knew you. I want you to know that I yelled Alan Ryder, and then you guys were like, nah, and then you played it. So I think that makes me either a prophet or an asshole.
Well, what it is that we haven't played that song in a really fucking long time, and it has been a fan favorite, but it was like the first song that was our song.
Right.
And
it was like your guys' first like us song.
Yeah, and because this is our first show back, we played a new song, which... Like, we've been working on really hard. And then we played Alan Ryder after that because you fucking mentioned it.
And I'm the best around.
We're actually kind of venturing away from that sound, but people have been saying a lot.
We got the lead singer right here.
Hey.
Brady is here.
What's up, Brady?
Brady, you're going to share a mic with Evan.
Hello.
You're going to have to share a mic with Evan. We've only got three, but we have headphones for you.
Yeah.
Brady. Dylan and I were admiring your high-end screeches earlier and how they have evolved over the years.
Absolutely.
To the point to where I did not remember them initially. We did get turned on.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even recognize the song.
I recognized the song, fuckhead. I just didn't realize that it was that like, I knew that part was in it, but I didn't realize it was that good. I didn't know it was screamy. I thought it was something different.
The heaviness surprised me and seduced me. I'm not going to lie.
So, it was your guys' second show back since COVID, right?
Yeah. We did one at a bar. It was a local bar. Second one since we
and that was the suicide awareness show you guys do every year, right?
Yeah, we do it every year for a good friend of ours, Joey Wiseman.
Okay. And then this is your guys' second show. So how long ago was that show?
That was in June.
That was in June. So yeah. that was a time ago, bro. That's the first time you guys played a show in a while.
It's honestly like absolutely mind-numbing trying to get back into the fucking like.
I imagine, bro. Like, I'm so glad I'm not trying to book shows right now. It seems so fucking difficult.
Honestly, every single person who has a band is already looking for shows. Every single venue is like booking up super hard. All we've been able to find is like Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. Okay, you got a Tuesday open? I got a Tuesday.
Oh, we got a Sunday though. It starts late. Can your friends make it?
Dude, I want you to say this. Like, did you guys go to that Young Ma show at Legends a couple weeks ago?
I did.
No,
I did not. I did not. I woke up. I was already on the fence about it because I get up super early for work, and like 100%, I have to get up at 3 a.m. Basically, I have to get up at 3:30 a.m. So I was like, I'm on the fence. I don't know if I should be out that late because I live an hour away from the show. They're not going to be done till midnight. I got to get up at 3 o'clock, and then I was just sick as fuck, so I didn't go. I like your shirt. You look like an emo Where's Waldo.
That's what I was going for.
Well, it's working.
Dude, that's
perfectly.
Fucking amazing. We've been saying that we found you all night long.
Yeah, every time I see you, I've told Dylan I found you.
I haven't found me, though.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
You want to talk about it?
I have, we're gonna go I have a therapist.
Sweet, because I was going to make you pay me the money I paid you earlier. I paid. Don't Feed the Giants got paid for this show. Don't let him fuck with you.
No, we didn't.
Yes, they did. Yes, he did. He got paid like $1.15 or something like that.
Damn.
$1.15.
Yeah.
It's a dollar.
It's legitimately like $1.13. I forgot my wallet at home.
Yeah, I still want my cut.
Hey, can I ask you guys a personal question? When was the last time you guys had a band fight, and what was it about? Be honest.
What? I don't...
Our Lord and Savior Joe Biden.
It was
Joe
that
Biden
time, it was with you and Kara. That's our drummer.
That was really...
What did you and Kara get into a fight over? I want to hear about it, especially if it was dumb.
It was about drum tuning, right?
You're going to argue with a drummer about drum tuning? Good call, dude. I'm sure
drums,
you
No, it wasn't about drum tuning. It was about the drum setup itself, because we had gotten a new set of shells, and I was like, okay, so we should set this one up with good heads and have this at the practice space for a show.
Right.
And she was like, no, I want to play on my old set for practice and keep the new set nice. And I was like, why wouldn't you practice on the set you're going to play at shows? And like... There was some kind of miscommunication that happened within that, and I went off my meds on accident.
I've done that on purpose a couple times.
So I got fucking pissed.
Yeah,
dude.
That's exactly what I do.
It was really bad. The last time anything got that serious, we almost, we did lose a guitarist.
So oh, I remember that.
I was really worried.
Were you genuinely concerned about that?
Absolutely.
Is that something that you guys
were talking outside? Like, I think he's going to try to kick Kara out of the band.
Well, I think it was. Oh, hold on, is that because that you guys think that he kicked the other guitarist out of the band to be an asshole because he lost an argument? Is that why you think it was?
No, I mean,
what happened there? Why did that person get kicked out of the band?
It was a bad combo. It would be like
it was like super creative differences, or
it was like if. If you put somebody who played punk music in with somebody who played like mathcore, and
I love
they
that mathcore's
argued,
a thing, sorry.
They argued about like how to play the music, and the punk person was like, "No, let's be laid back and just kind of do something," and the mathcore person was like, "No, you have to do the chord progression this way because it makes sense mathematically, like."
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want to do algebra when I'm writing a song. I'm going to be real honest with you.
Well, some people are into that kind of stuff. So, like, I don't shame them, but, like, that's not what I want.
That's too much work for me, man.
That's a dramatic
comparison.
That's
why I'm a vocalist. Right.
It was also more of a personality thing.
Right. You wanted a fist fighter, but the alternative was to just get them out of the band. I get it. Seriously, Brady, I have a question for you.
All right.
What is it like being in a band with your stepmom?
I don't think about it.
Really? Like, I feel like, here's the thing. If you were in a band with me, you would never hear the end of that. Because I would bring it up all the time. You guys would start to argue about it singly, like, you don't talk to your mom like that, bro.
No, I mean, we get along fine.
You guys get along fine?
I don't think about it, honestly.
Did she make you, like, clean your room and stuff?
No, but they got married when I was fucking... I was 25 or something like that.
That's right. That was, like, what, 2 years ago?
Okay, shit, 27, yeah.
Okay.
It was a long time. They've been together fucking forever.
Oh, they have been together for a while. Shout out to Denise, by the way. I heard she's not running home base anymore.
No, she decided that it was time to move on.
Okay. What's she doing now?
She hasn't told me.
Oh, okay. She's got some. She's gonna start her own band and say fuck you guys. That's gonna happen. She's gonna steal your drummer.
Denise is a woman of secrets.
Denise is a woman of secrets, like the chamber. Is she a Slytherin? Be honest.
What the fuck do you think?
Yeah,
dude?
That woman is a Slytherin if I've ever seen one.
Oh my god.
That's not disrespectful. You're a Ravenclaw for sure. Hufflepuff.
Fuck.
I knew you were gonna ask.
No, I just thought you were looking into my eyes to figure it out.
No, I was just waiting for you to ask and you didn't, so I was like, I'm just gonna tell him. What do you guys got going on right now? I heard you guys just did some recording.
Oh yeah, we just recorded two songs.
Where'd you guys record those at?
With Dylan from this
oh
podcast.
Yeah,
Dirty Morning Studios. We're recording stuff.
That's where we record at. Fun fact.
Yeah, same place. Same place.
Oh, okay. It's almost like I introduced you guys.
Is that true?
We recorded the song Wasted.
Okay.
Which happened tonight. And that one's coming out very soon.
It's a good song.
And we recorded Daddy Backwards. It's literally spelled Daddy Backwards. Backwards. Like, you don't drink and drive, but Daddy, but backwards.
That's fucking great. Well, guys, we're getting told to wrap it up. The next band's about to come on. Thank you so much for sitting with us.
You.
I'm sorry it's been such a mess. We're figuring it out. Brady, I love you so much. I don't know if I told you that enough tonight.
You told me about 76 times.
I'm hoping that we can do this again.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
We need a rag. Don't run away too quick. We got one more band left. But that being said, we're going to do an interview with these motherfuckers for Mill Suck. Smoke your cigs, drink your beers. But we'll be back in a minute.
As all you this is the half of the band we have yet to meet.
Here, you take this. You take this. You got to hold the bottom part, though.
Okay. You gotta, and I'll just lean over.
Okay.
Dylan, you take this one. You got
all right,
it.
Cool,
I believe
cool,
in you.
Cool. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Rob. I play guitar and sing in Come Clean.
And I am Zach. I play the bass and I sing in Come Clean as well.
Both have lovely voices.
Thank you.
I tried to offer you guys a beer, but all these peasants here grabbed them first.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
This is 8.
We're not counting beers. We're not those guys.
Listen, I counted.
Okay.
I was going to get my money's worth. It was $20.
That means he's that guy.
Low key.
Okay.
I offered them after I got my fill. Put it that way.
So anyway.
So what's new for you guys? I mean, obviously, is it your first time here?
Yeah, this is our first time in Ohio. I've never been to Ohio. I'm sure other people in our band have, but we've never been here as a band.
So you guys have never actually performed in Ohio before?
No, we've never performed in Ohio. We had to color that state out on our map in the van now.
Nice. How was it performing in front of 19 people in Josh's basement?
Yeah,
it was great.
Basement.
They were going hard.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was amazing. We had a great time.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
5 years, I think. Oh, maybe nice. Coming up on 6 now.
Nice. What's your guys' what's your second favorite dinosaur?
Second favorite dinosaur,
second.
I guess.
Yeah, I want to know.
I'd have to go with the Triceratops.
I think I was gonna pick a Triceratops one. As well.
Okay, so you know what? Great minds think alike.
Yes. So what are your favorites?
My favorite? Oh, I guess I just have to jump straight into like a T-Rex, I guess.
Understand, but it's super powerful.
I'd probably go like Brontosaurus or something.
Okay. Really, all right, really, there we go. The long neck.
He likes a deep throat for everyone listening.
is that one of those vegetarian ones?
Yeah, the long neck. Yeah,
you're dead.
Vegan dinosaur, you're fucked, dude. You're fucked.
Long necks, little feet. That's
I'm just thinking about some small dinosaur's parents dying now.
There's a meme out right now where the dad actually steps on the little one. That's pretty dope.
So you guys are coming on a tour, right? This is the last date?
This is the last date of the tour.
So how does it feel that your last stop is in somebody's basement?
I love playing house shows, man. People show up for house shows, and they're usually here to have a good time, and it turns out a lot better than venues a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. I'm honestly going to say that this is way better than the last house show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. a lot better. The turnout was
you were
so much
say.
Better.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, yeah, we played. This is our only house show of the tour, I would say that this was definitely as good, if not better, than most of the rest of the show.
No shit.
Yeah, that's it, guys.
Tonight and last night were the best ones that weren't at home.
Where did you guys play last?
Last night we were in Indianapolis.
Oh, nice. Indianapolis is a fun city.
We played at this sick place called Healer, and it's like this art space, and it's got like all these little like tents in it that are all like decorated different ways. I don't know. It's like a mixture of like art and some kind of worship.
Okay. It's probably like the Cottage Days thing that they have at Keener Park.
I don't know what that is.
But it was the sickest vibe place I've ever fucking played. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was odd. But that's a good way to describe it. But you walk in and like the scene was really nice, and like the atmosphere was cool. Like, and they had lots of cool stuff on the walls.
Very cool
and
place.
Lots of lights and little like exhibits where you walk in and like mirrors and
oh no shit, so you guys actually played at like a mini art museum.
Yeah. It was in like a, I guess like a strip mall, but in like a pretty big piece of the strip mall.
Gotcha.
They had their own bar and everything going on in
oh,
there.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. That's amazing, actually. Yeah, we don't have
really
any cool. place like that out here, so it's nice.
That's not true.
We don't have anywhere
center.
At
we
home
do.
Either.
We have Liberty Center.
We do have Liberty Center.
But so you guys, how often are you guys touring, man?
Shit. Before COVID, we were touring 2-3 times a year, maybe. In 2020, we had 5 tours we had to cancel.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah, so we had been touring a lot. This is our first tour back since, not that COVID ended, but, you know, since shit started again, I guess.
Right. So you guys have played, how many cities were you guys playing again? I'm sorry, I didn't know if you answered.
Shit, we probably played 6?
So this is like your guys' 5th or 6th show since
shutdown. Yeah, that's why my voice is shot.
understandably. No, so have you guys had a hard time booking shows since everything started back up? Or?
No, actually, I've only put together one show. Usually I'm the one that does all the like booking stuff. I put together one show for us, our hometown show to start this tour. It's the only thing I've done. Everything else, we've gotten a lot of show requests. Music's been booming since it came back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and you guys, you said your hometown, so you guys are from North Carolina, right?
What? Yeah, we're from Kernersville, North Carolina. That's right in between Greensboro and Winston-Salem.
Okay. Okay. How's the, what's the scene like there out there? Like, I've never been out there.
Country.
Super, I imagine it would be.
Like super country?
Like
worse than corn farmers?
Not super country.
No, not super country. No hell is real.
Did you guys see Christian? He looks like he fits in with farmer shows. He's the guy with the overalls and one piece shirt. He likes bad anime.
Christian looks like he's a catfish account for Farmers Only.
He definitely looks like he was made at a Build-A-Bear by somebody who doesn't know what bears look like.
Yeah, our scene, we don't have a lot going on. I mean, we had Greensboro. Greensboro kind of died once COVID started and then never came back. Winston has started, it seems, kind of building a scene. And a lot of the bands that were aren't anymore. And we're like, shit, I would almost say we're like the only band around us, around our area to survive through COVID.
That's pretty great, though, for you guys, for sure.
So we got a couple other new bands that are around our area that we've been jamming around with, making some new friends, and it's like a fresh start.
Hell yeah, gotcha, man. Well, so what's next? What's going on? You guys got any releases coming out? You guys have done any recently? What's the deal?
2 years ago, we recorded a full-length album, and we're still trickling that out. We put out, I think, 2 songs from it, and we're getting ready to put out another one. The first song we played tonight, it's called Outer Space. It'll be the next one that we put out, and then it'll probably just have the whole album come after that. It's 10 songs total. 2 of them are already out. 1 more coming. So.
Hell yeah, man. Well, it looks like the bands are setting back up again. We did this wrong the last time, and we were trying to talk over them while they're doing sound checking. Yeah. So do you guys have anything like you want to plug or want to talk about before you guys get off here?
You can check us out at Come Clean NC, all platforms, Facebook, Instagram. We don't use Twitter that much, but we're there. You can find us on whatever you listen to music on, Spotify, Apple Music, fucking Pandora, or whatever the fuck out there.
If you like music videos, we got a couple up on YouTube. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. We'll have to talk to you guys about getting on Apple Music, because we suck at it.
Dude, every single time Apple Music is brought up, we get pissed off because it won't let us on it. It's fucking annoying.
That's weird.
It's weird. It's a process. But anyway, guys, called it. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. Sorry we got to sit for longer. We'll definitely have to do more as the night goes on. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Also, one quick shout out, guys, to our friend Josh here that's putting this whole thing on.
Josh,
you guys
been great.
Ever want to put on another show in Cincinnati? There's a bigger venue that he actually helps host shows for. It's the Southgate House Revival. It's cool. In Newport, Kentucky.
Hell yeah! We came bigger. Through Kentucky. We're supposed to play there, but we did not.
This place is a church with a stage and a bar. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
that's cool. We played in a Masonic lodge in Chicago.
That's fucking wild.
That's fucking dope.
It's actually an old Masonic lodge. It's now a used music store with a venue in the back.
I don't believe in ghosts, but that place is haunted.
It was super cool.
But anyway, we appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. You guys are so cool. We've been smoking and drinking all night. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah.
Hot shit. For our last band, we've got Brave Lake.
Yeah. coming out, guys. It means so much. I love you all.
What's up, guys? We're here with I Apollo. I'm kidding.
Here we go. Here we go. We're doing this.
Motherfucker.
We're I Apollo.
I Apollo one time.
So we're here with Brave Lake. What's up, guys? You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Q.
My boy Q.
My boy Jay. This is Q, the drummer for I Apollo.
I will fucking kill you.
Dude, I'm so sincere.
I just want you to know, when Christian started chanting I Apollo, I could visibly see the anger in your face.
Me and Droopy and Cody. Q was back there like, yes.
And then I saw the excitement in Q's face, and I was like, turmoil.
Yeah. Q was back there like,
but the last show, the last show, we were the only two motherfuckers that wanted to play IA.
Right.
Goatee and Droopy did not want to play IA. Which is weird to me. Very weird.
Which, I mean, makes sense. You guys are doing a whole different project.
We gotta move on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. I'm Brendan Moxley from the vocalist / guitarist of Brave Lake.
You almost did it too, though.
He didn't. Oh,
I did not say
that, right.
That mother. No more that goddamn word.
I didn't answer that right.
Ask them questions. This is an interview. Sir.
Oh my god, I was.
Wait, you gotta introduce yourself.
No.
This is my podcast.
No. We're interviewing you.
Oh yeah, this is how this works.
It's a stepbrother situation.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of see how the tuxedos are fucked up.
Yeah, the tuxedos definitely seem fucked up.
What is it? Onions and ketchup.
God.
Okay. What? So what made you pierce your lip?
Yeah, talk about.
I knew it. Was it disturbed?
Yes!
My dude,
that's
I knew it.
That's a disturb. So,
speaking of mic, I can't hear you, man.
Oh, wow!
Is this the bad one? Can we hear me now?
I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Barely.
Oh, cool. So my mom said yeah when I was 15, and I was like, cool. So I did it. And I also got a really shitty tattoo. It's a baby cross. It's really tiny. It's on like the top right like shoulder here.
Prove it, you liar.
Show them your baby cross tattoo.
Show it.
Baby cross doo doo. That's what hammers sound like when they hit nails.
Baby cross doo 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 doo.
While he's taking his clothes off, what have you guys been up to?
Shit, I'll tell you what I've been up to.
Tell me what you've been up to.
I've been like a responsible adult.
Okay.
Writing music. In fact, I want to go to Droopy's and record.
Right now?
Like
you want to leave here and go record?
Like right now.
I respect that so much. That's fucking dedication, bro.
I was talking about this earlier. Nobody took me serious.
Take your shirt off, bro. Are you wearing like arm leggings? Okay.
Just get naked, dude. Come on.
I just want everyone to know that Dylan Hall is wearing an Under Armour long sleeve undershirt.
Dylan won this interview, so I guess we're seeing this fucking tattoo right now.
This is so extra.
I got you, dude.
Pull on it.
There we go. Get naked. Come on.
Oh, shit.
This is getting aggressively sexual.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
They found it.
He showed me the tip.
Bro, that was your first tattoo?
The first one.
Did it hurt?
The mic.
I have no tattoos.
Oh, really?
Fun fact.
I'll be honest. It didn't
hurt. That's not true.
Really? It went over like a couple places that made me twitch a little bit, but I was also, I don't know, intoxicated. I didn't have the best mom. She was a cigarette.
Oh my god.
How old were you?
16.
15.
Oh, 15.
You were 15 when you got a fucking tattoo?
Yeah, mom said yeah, so you know. Cool.
Hey, you know the you
she's
know the right answer.
Her own things.
Yeah, I don't know where she's at really.
Oh, what's up? Who are you?
That's Droopage.
Oh, my name is Droopage.
That was super identifying.
I play bass for Courage Pond.
You almost did it too. What's Courage Pond?
Brave Lake.
We are Courage Pond. Thank you, Alex Mers.
That's perfect.
That's way better.
So what have you guys been up to musically? Like, I know you want to go record an album, but what have you guys been up to? Like,
well, we've been constantly recording fucking bullshit instrumentals, but we also have some like music that we think is like way better than any other music that we've ever written. Q doesn't want to believe that. Cody's over here fucking.
He needs to track some vocals. That's all I'm saying. He needs to track some vocals.
We're going.
Timmy Nauman. Shout out to
I was
Timmy
getting
Nauman.
To say, it's really shout funny that Timmy the vocalist Nauman. Is talking about recording shitty instrumentals with no vocals. Like, how about you just put fucking vocals on them then?
We put vocals to it. My vocals are just shitty.
Brendan records all the fucking instrumentals too. Like, dude, this guy plays guitar. I'll be like, oh, this song is dope. And then he's. And then we're like, we need to add bass. And instead of me like learning the song, yeah. I'll be like, yeah. Here you go, motherfucker.
I was there.
Because he can fucking play the bass. Dude, this dude can do fucking everything. This dude can do This is the Caleb Facts. Shomo of like F-A-X. Fucking our band. Like straight up, he can do everything.
Speaking of Caleb Shomo, are you guys Beartooth fans?
Oh, I'm a huge Beartooth fan.
To what extent?
I don't know them all that well.
Oh, really? Yeah. But you know who they are.
I know who they are.
The album with In Between is the best album.
Okay, disgusting.
Oh yeah, Sick and Disgusting. Yeah. That
Best
was a good
album.
One. I'm torn.
I don't hate Caleb Shomo. He's a fucking god.
Caleb Shomo's a fucking animal. No,
Attack,
I'm a voice of an angel.
I love Attack Attack.
Like OG, I'm talking like OG. Someday came suddenly.
AC-130.
Okay, that's a little bit of
AC-130.
That's a little bit of
AC-130.
It's all right. Okay,
I'm sorry. Right. People's elbow. Y'all want to go?
Sunday suddenly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Sick-sickly. You said Sexual Man Chocolates on that album with AC-130.
That's a little after. That's their first self-titled Attack Attack.
Okay, bitch.
After.
Google it. Google it.
I'm telling you.
You're a bitch, bro. That's why I've always fucking hated you, bro.
I just love that you guys have taken over the podcast at this point.
Dude. Yeah, hey, wait. What have you guys been up to?
Podcasting.
Fucking trying podcast. To.
Well, hold up. How's the podcast life been?
Dude, it's been really good. Like, yeah. Legitimately.
We recently got, what, I love 1,000
it.
Downloads? How many
what did I miss? Oh, yes!
Dude,
full
I
man,
love it.
Full band!
Okay, with the whole band's here now.
Okay, so we're gonna rearrange the mic situation.
You two share that one.
Okay.
You two share that one. We'll share this
come
one.
Here, sexual man.
Right. Look at that. Look at that. Okay, who are you?
We got four members. That's the
I'm
whole band.
I'm just a guy that they picked up on the side of the road who drinks all their beer and smokes all their cigarettes. Honestly,
we literally have all of Brave Lake here right now. This is the most people. This is the most guests we've had.
Cody's probably the most talented guitarist we've ever fucking met.
Dude, he has a gorgeous guitar.
He's a piece of shit.
Hey. Cody is too good for our band, and Quentin is way too good for our band.
Like, I agree.
And he's too good. And Quentin's too good.
We all agree.
Way too good. Cody can fucking play every bullet from
Droopy
a Valentine.
Droopy is so modest. Fuck you, Droopy.
No, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, this dude, he produces all our shit.
Quentin?
He mixes all of it.
Okay. Fuck my butt. Listen. Listen.
Fuck
Quentin,
my butt.
Quentin's fucking like, okay, like... There'll be a sound check, and they're like, okay, play the whole kit. And Quentin plays the dopest shit out of the whole, like, we play a set, and people are like, why was the sound check better than the fucking set? Not even kidding. Dude, Q is way too good for our band.
I'm fucking
And then Cody.
Bro, people have walked up to me and be like, hey, man, killer set. I'm like, thanks, man. It's like,
but your drummer.
But
your goddamn
like,
drummer, though.
Okay. Nah. Thanks.
And now you guys know what it's like to be
it's
in a
Tommy
band
Lee.
With like Neil Peart. Hey.
Dude, exactly. Exactly. And then there's me and B that can like play fucking power chords and then we're done. And then
that's
there's
sick.
Like
chords these only.
Power chords and crab chord. What's up?
Ball chords only.
And then there's these guys that can fucking play
dick
anything.
Twirls.
Dick twirls.
Dick twirls.
Okay, so have you guys played a lot of shows since COVID has ended and all that? Well,
actually,
it's not
more
over.
Than
it's
we
still
thought
around.
We played during
yeah,
COVID.
Like this is probably like our 10th show. Like we have.
Yeah.
We've been
like this year.
Not stop. Because
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah,
when did
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
start playing again? When was your first show back?
20. We played a couple shows in like 2019, and then there was a huge fucking break. Obviously, when COVID happened,
right?
But,
like a whole year and a half.
Yeah, pretty much. We played like October and like November. We played like a couple shows in 2020, and then this year we played fucking a fuck ton.
What was the first though? Was it Brightside?
Yeah, what was the first one?
Turnbuckles.
No.
Turnbuckles in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
In Dayton, Ohio? Where's that at?
Isaac Reeder.
Is that over in like...
Isaac Reeder, yeah.
He was a promoter of Rockstar Pro Wrestling.
Oh, is it the same venue?
Pretty much.
They moved it.
It's a newer one, but
I got kicked out of that venue twice for running the road.
Word. I knew we had a connection, Jay.
Yes, 100%.
Jay, Cody got kicked out. Almost because he peed on the side of the building, and then Q had to walk out because Isaac was about to call some fucking
dude, this guy,
backup dude.
You know when you have to take a piss and your bladder's full and like
you
can't stop
physically
moving,
fucking
like,
hurts.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna either piss my
you
pants.
You feel like you're gonna give
so
birth through your pee hole.
It was
hole?
Like pretty, I don't know, secluded, you know. So like I pissed on the side of this building, and this fucking the owner of the venue comes around. He's like, "You, what are you doing?" He's like, you're not going to piss on my venue. I'm going to call the police on you, blah, blah, blah.
It makes sense. We love Isaac, but yeah, he was a little bit stressed that night.
Did Isaac you? Loves us, not Quinn. Quinn lost all the fucking tickets. Yeah,
you know how many promoters fucking love Twig and hate me? There's so many. Like, it's a lot.
Hey, if Twig's listening,
Twix a bitch right now.
It's funny you think. Well, Twix doesn't exist anymore. But if you think Young Mosh is listening to this right now,
specifically Twix.
This is Brendan Moxley, and I'm talking to Wes right now.
Oh shit!
Oh,
Wes, we got beef.
Oh shit!
Whoa!
You hear me right now?
Not even real beef.
I'm gonna send this
like
link to him
beef.
Specifically so he listens to this part. I'm gonna send him a timestamp.
He won't listen
to
the whole thing, but hey, hold on. I got a message. Yo, Wes, I want to take you out to dinner. I'm gonna take you out to Red Lobster. Hope you're not Hope you're not allergic to seafood or nothing.
Hey, bro.
He's never gonna call you again.
I hope you're a millionaire because Red Lobster's fucking expensive.
Fucking
$120, bitch.
Get the filet mignon.
I want to take Wes out to a beautiful fucking seafood dinner and never call him again.
Get them fucking shrimp linguine.
I love how quickly this became chaos when it was all four of you. What's your size's second favorite dinosaurs?
Second
favorite. If you give me your first, I swear to God,
Ron
I will
Jeremy's
throw you out.
Dick, hands down.
You say Jeremy's dick?
Reptile. Ron Jeremy's
okay,
dick.
That is a dinosaur.
Reptile. I'll tell you straight up.
Reptile.
Velociraptor.
I'm a basic. Yeah. I'm a basic bitch. T-Rex all the way, obviously. Fucking
basic
ruler of the king.
Fucking
and that's number two?
Velociraptor is definitely number two.
Okay, so Velociraptor's number two. What's your number one?
Audrey. Probably fucking T-Rex, bro. That wears the pants and the relationship of the kingdom.
I respect it.
It's so basic to fucking run.
I'm glad you guys didn't choose some bitch-ass vegan dinosaur.
T-Rex from Toy Story. Come on now. Come on.
They said T-Rex. T-Rex was their number one, though.
Okay. I must have been, like, daydreaming about Toy shit.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you my third. My third is bronchitis. Whichever one has a neck.
Huh? We all love long necks because they have long necks.
Hey, I bet they give some good.
It's a fucking giraffe, bro. This dude's trying to fuck a giraffe. Call PETA.
I bet they give some good.
All right, this is turning into chaos. We appreciate you guys stopping by. We'll have to get you all on for an actual episode of Millsuck when we start recording again.
Fucking there. Let us know.
Thank you guys so much. You guys' set was dope. You guys are great guests.
Thank you.
I love you both so much. My boy Q.
My boy.
Hey.
My boy's right there.
Hey. All right. We appreciate you guys.
We love y'all.
Hey, you guys be safe.
Peace out.
Do whatever recording, whatever shitty instrumentals you record after this.
Gang, gang, since potty train.
Gang, gang, gang. Millsuck out. Dylan, if you don't mind.
As always.
Like an old guitar player.